Jeez, it was windy out there. I mean, we're talking big wind coming in from the south, or was it southwest? Yeah, let me see. Yeah, southwest. And it was really, really, really wild. We're talking about things flying through the air and trees bending over and, well, okay, I got a little carried away there. I wasn't actually bending over, but there was a windy day. There's no doubt about it. It was great kite flying weather, too. And that's what Tommy wanted to do. He wanted to go out there and fly a kite. Unfortunately, his mother called him in, so he wasn't able to go. But Jedrick, he was really ambitious. He was all excited. He had his kite already built yesterday, and he had it ready to go for today. So there he was, standing out on his back porch, pushing his way forward through all that wind and whatever it was out there, just blowing at him. I'm assuming it was high-powered wind waves. You know, not many people call them wind waves anymore. I guess they now call them gusts of wind. Back in the old days, they called them wind waves. They've just come just barreling in on you. Well, this is a little bit different nowadays because you had to get your kite up in the air quickly because if a wind wave caught it, it would drop it right back down to the ground again. And you didn't want that. You wanted it high as you could possibly get it. Well, that's why they continued every single day to get that doggone kite up in the air before it fell to the ground. Some people would get up on a cliff, and they would literally jump off the cliff and throw the kite into the air and hanging onto the string as they dropped 20 or 30 feet below. And look at that. It did work for a while until that big gust of wind came and dropped it down again. Wind waves were everywhere. How are you going to get rid of these wind waves? Well, it wasn't easy. You had to find a special place in town to fly your kite. Ah, well. So, there he went, trekking all the way to the top of the hill over there. That'd be a good place for it. Nice ramped hill. That's a good one. Not a cliff. A cliff would cause a big backlash of wind, and you didn't want that. You wanted something that was going to be gradual, a gradual reduction of wind as you continue to climb up that hill. And then at the very top, that's where it came over, and the big gusts and the big wind wave. There, here it comes. And you'd throw that kite up into the air, and it would catch. That would be it. And then he'd just unreel that string all the way up as it went up hundreds and hundreds of feet. At this time, it was only about 10 feet in the air, but it would go that high, hundreds and hundreds of feet, if you let it. And it would carry it that high. You just had to let it go. You had to let go of your string. Let go of your string. Well, there it is. Okay, now it's going up. And it's going up, up, and keeps on going. Look at that. It's amazing. We've got three or four other people watching that kite go up as they hold their kites, or trying to hold them anyway, as the gusts of wind pass by. And they watch that big kite go up. Very rare would one go up in the air that fast, so quick. And up into the probably 50-foot to 100-foot range right now. That's pretty good. But you got to hang on tight because those wind gusts are going to just carry it along. And there it goes. There's another 20, 30 feet. We're almost at about 100 feet or so. He's just moving right along. He's hanging on tight as he can possibly hang on to it. And he's got no fear of end of string because his roll of string is about the size of a great big barrel of whiskey. That's how much string he's got. Great big barrel full of string. He's just letting it unwind as it goes up into the air. There it goes. Nice and high, nice and strong, straight. As the higher it goes, it seems like it goes the straighter up, up, straight up above him now. The higher it goes, he's just like pulling it back in, like pulling it back in. And as it climbs a little higher with each pull, he pulls it back in a little bit, goes a little bit higher with each pull. There it goes, pulling it in and a little bit higher now. Wow, look at that. He's at the 200-foot mark. Wow, 200 feet? That's pretty doggone high. Let's do it again. He's pulling it back to get a little more thrust into it. Here it goes a little more and a little more. Now he's up to near 250, there, 300 feet now. And it just keeps on going up and up and up. And well, now as he sits around and holds onto his string, he's got to find something to do. In the meantime, he just can't sit there and hold his string all day. So he's got to have something to do. So he's looking back and forth and around, and he finds himself a little booklet in his back pocket as he pulls it out to start to get hang on to that string. Don't let that string go. Geez, sometimes you let that string go and you never get it back. You've got to hang on. Sure, you can do other things while you do that, but you've got to hang on to that string. That's the idea. Just hang on to it there. You can read your book a little bit later. First things first, and that's the string. Hang on to that string. Just don't let it go. Well, here he is now, up there on top of the hill. The others are watching because they can't even get their kite in the air. Believe it or not, they can't do it. For whatever reason, those wind waves are just knocking it all back down, every one of them. Every one of those kites get knocked back down to the ground because they can't get up above that wind gust. Can't get above that wind wave. Oh, boy, they're having a hard time. But look at the high one right now. 500 feet in the air. That's a high one. Let's see how high it'll actually go. And let that string out some and then give a tug. Get it up there a little bit. Let some more string out. Give it a tug to get it to crawling up into the sky. Just pull it. There you go. Let some more out now, and it just keeps going higher and higher and higher. Well, now it's almost about 500, 600, 700. It's about 900 feet right now. Oh, now what are you going to do? Hang on to that string and don't let go, because that's a pretty high kite. Almost 1,000 feet here in a few minutes. Now he's wondering, what would it be like if I actually climbed up this string to the top, right to the kite? I wonder if I can do that. That's what he thought. Maybe I can do it. So he found himself a nice spot to tie that string down there, that log on the ground. He ran the string around a couple of times around the branch on the log there, where the branch broke off, you know. Just wrapped it around that about 4, 5, 6 times. Wrapped around the other piece so it wouldn't slip out. Then he went back to the first one and then actually finished it off by actually putting a knot in it. He tied it tight. There it was. Really stable. And it's a big log, too, so it's not going to go anywhere, that's for sure. But he was way up there, almost 1,500 feet in the air. And that thing was just still going. It's pretty doggone high up there. So he started to climb. He got up to it, hang on to that string. Thick string for a kite, but it was powerful string. And it was really strong. That's what he wanted, a nice, powerful string. You know, he didn't really like a thick string, but because it was thick and as strong as it was, he decided to use it. So he grabbed onto it, and he kind of gave a good pull, and up he went. He wrapped his feet around the bottom of it a little bit, kind of give himself a push, and up he went. And he started to pull himself up. He was a strong little fellow there, too. He kept going up a little bit more and a little bit more. Well, shoot, he was already about treetop level here in just a few minutes. A pretty fast climber, I must say. There he goes. He's still going higher. And he kept going and going. And the others were just watching him with their mouths just dropped open as they watched him. He kept going higher and higher. And as he's looking out over, he could see the tops of the trees and almost the city there. He was almost able to see the city. He just had to go a little bit higher. Just a little bit higher. That's it. He could feel the throbbing of that string as he was climbing up. Feel the throbbing. But he had gloves on. I didn't mention that earlier, but you'd have to have gloves on. You can't climb a kite string with just your regular hands. Why, and tear them up. You need gloves. You got to have the gloves. Nice, good, sturdy gloves that have a nice grip and can just take you to the top. Well, he was strong enough. He could do it. All he had to do is just keep going. That was the key. He had to keep going. He just couldn't stop. And the kite was big enough to hold him. And the wind was strong enough to keep that kite in the air. And away he went. He just kept on going more and more, one arm after the other, higher and higher. And pretty soon he was getting almost to the top. But now he could see the city. Wow, look at that view. And he actually took the time to look down. And he was afraid to look down, but he did. Oh, look at that. Everybody down below were just like little bitty dots on the ground. And he decided not to look down anymore because that was quite a sight. He just didn't want to look down. He had to keep going up. He's going up to the kite now. So he took another pull and another pull and another pull, and up he went, higher and higher. Now he could actually see the kite getting closer and closer as he continued to climb. Wasn't going to be too much more. Well, you have to admit, he was getting tired. It was quite a climb. He did make it, little by little, little by little. And he was getting close to the kite now. It was really a difficult climb now, these last few hundred feet. And up he went. Up and up he went. He didn't even bother looking down. He was afraid to look down. But he could see out over the horizon, look at the horizon all around in every direction, and the wind was blowing up against him as he hung on tight. The kite was just about probably 10-15 feet away now, and it was just shaking in the wind. It was vibrating, and that wind was just rustling up against that kite like wild and crazy. It's just like vibrating the kite. And he got up there and he could hear the kite rustling in the wind and hear it flapping and all that stuff as the wind passed by. And he hung on to the string now that was connecting the kite to the string where it went across the bottom, you know. He hung on to that, and that was a kind of like a relief because he could hang there now. He could actually hang with one arm. Oh, that felt good just to be able to just hang there with his arm stuck around over the top like a hook and hung on to that kite. Now he brought his leg up over. Now he had his leg on over. He was able to reach up a little higher now and hold out the full length of the kite. And there he was. He was in position now. And the kite was shaking and wobbling around. And now he had to look down. He had no choice. And, oh my gosh, it almost took the breath out of him as the wind was blowing against his face. And his clothes were just vibrating in the wind along with the kite as he looked down. And he saw nothing but little bitty tiny little cars going around and tiny, tiny lights and houses all over the place. There were houses everywhere as he hung on to that kite. Uh-oh, he sees a light coming. A light's coming. What is that? As high as he is, what in the world? It'd have to be an airplane. An airplane is coming now toward him. Oh, this is going to be something. Now he's really concerned. So here he is waiting, vibrating up there in the top of the kite. As the plane comes by, hang on tight, close your eyes. Right past. Was he lucky or what? He was really lucky. And he noticed that as the plane went by, for some reason or other, the wind died down. The only way that would happen is if the plane was going into the wind. And when he goes into the wind, it actually causes wind from the plane to push toward the wind, causing it to neutralize, making it less windy. So the kite was starting to fall now, and he was on it. And he was starting to wobble back and forth as the kite began to settle down, going down now. Now he's going down. He's going back and forth and wobbling back and forth, and he's just hanging on, just hoping the heck this thing continues to fly as he makes it to the ground. Well, he has a long way to go down, and he's got to hang on tight, and he's going down now with leaning to the left and then leaning to the right and back again to the left and back to the right and back and forth. He's going down and up and down, and now he's really concerned because the wind is picking up again, and it's causing kind of like a turbulence, and it's shaking and bobbing him around like that. He's kind of having a hard time holding on. He's got to hang on. He's got to hang on to make it to the ground. Well, he's in luck because some of the people down there are pulling on the string. They must be pulling on the string because it's getting tighter. And they're pulling on it. It's there. That's it. It's steadying the kite now. That's it. That's better. Now it's calmed down. Wow, he thought he was going to fall off. He thought he was going to fall off the kite there for a minute. Well, they got the kite and they're pulling him down now. That's great. Now he knows he's okay. Everything's going to be just fine. Just fine. And he makes his way down now. All the way down. That's it. Oh, it's gentle now. The wind has really calmed down, even down on the ground. Things are nice and easy. Their kites still aren't in the air. And he's coming down on the kite. And they're pulling him down gently. Little by little now, he's making his way down. And as he looks down, he sees them. They're kind of all grouped together now, pulling him in. Pulling him in, and there are a couple wandering around and looking up at him. They can see that they got their hands over their face looking up. And there he's getting closer now, going down. That's it. That's it. What a sight that was, and what an experience that was. Wow, that really drained him of energy, I'll tell you. That really drained him. Oh, that was something. There he is. There we're now down to the last 10-15 feet or so, and let his legs hang loose and making his way down. Now, there we go. They're all cheering now as he makes his way down, and everybody's happy and jumping around, and finally there he is, touches down. Okay, There we go. We finally made it. It was just good. They're patting him on the back and hanging on to him and say, how was it? How was it? Was that fun or what, huh? Yes, he said, it was fun. Wow. It was just an incredible journey up there. You should try it sometime. And they said, no. Well, I'm not going to try that, they said. Wow, that was incredible. How did you do something like that? Well, it was difficult, no doubt about it, but it was fun. And boy, I tell you, one of these days I'm going to try that again. Yeah, you bet, it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to have a great time. Next time, probably next weekend or something, we'll do it again, okay? And they all said, yeah, I'll be here. All right, they said, okay. So he got completely disconnected from the kite, and he went to sit down over on that big rock over there. Everybody packed up all their stuff, and now he was all by himself, and little by little, they all started to go home, and he was there all alone now, just waiting. Oh, there's another guy. See you later. Bye. And he just had to sit there and think about his journey up in the sky there on that kite. He just sat looking out into the field and just relaxed there for a minute or so and just sat there thinking about how wonderful that was, what a great flight that was. That was it. He took a deep breath and just relaxed and just sat there and he just thought about it, how fun that was. Oh, he would love to do that again. Hopefully next weekend he would do it again. It was a nice, beautiful flight. He liked it. And he would do it again. He would do it again, no doubt about it. He would do it again. He would do it again. He would do it again. And again. And again. And again. And again. And again.